Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Happy Sunday. Glory to God. I thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text the neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. I hope everyone woke up this morning with a joyful heart. If you woke up, some did not wake up, you know. So we got to wake up each and every day like it's our last, because you just never know. Glory to God. Don't go to bed with that on your heart about, you know, who did something to you, and people come against you and they said this and he said that and he done this. Don't go to bed with that stuff on your mind. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and pray for me. Say, Lord, I repent and I do not want to go to bed with all this stuff on my mind and on my heart. Clear it before you go to bed. Hallelujah. And I promise you, you'll get a better night's sleep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead on right now with our announcement. Glory to God. I hope you tune in every Tuesday night. We have one word from the Lord with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you miss these shows, you're missing a treat. Yes, they are pre-recorded. But, you know, when they come on, it's ministry with you in mind. I want to encourage you to make sure you tune in and listen every Tuesday night. You can also press the 1 and come in for prayer. Don't let the enemy deprive you of coming in for prayer. You know, so many times I don't want to come in because somebody might know my voice. So what? They may need prayer too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you know someone who can get your prayer needs met, don't worry about who knows your voice. Describe your voice if you want to. You don't have to tell your name. Just give your prayer request and where you're calling from. You know, God is opening doors, and he's opening a lot of doors. Glory to God. So make sure you go in the right door. Don't just go in a door now because you just think it's your door. I know so many people are doing it now, and guess what? They're having to come out of their doors. Amen, because as soon as they got in it, the door shut and they had to come out. But anyway, let's go on. Hallelujah. Amen. And the show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, or a coach, I want you to go on Facebook and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I'm giving you an open door there that I know God opened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They were married 39 years. Glory to God. Now, you tell me they can't counsel you. I know it. 39 years. Y'all better come on and get aboard. There's nothing wrong with being counseled if you're having problems in your marriage. Hallelujah. You want your marriage to work, and you want it to work a lifetime. Well, I just hooked you up with some people that can help you. So don't worry about what people say. You so much you care about what people say all of the time, and you miss out on your blessings. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. Leave some contact information, and they will get back with you. Glory to God. And if we move on down on Wednesday, oh, my God, the friend, this woman, amen, I know, hallelujah. When she leaned back in that chair where she at, glory to God. It's all men. Hallelujah. You better get ready to ride that train out for a minute, because guess what? She ain't coming out, and she done throw the devil upside the wall. Hallelujah. That's none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So make sure you tune in for some awesome prayer. All you got to do is just sit back, hallelujah, and just listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we are called the Hour of Power. On every Sunday, I'm the first hour. Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I will give you a 30-minute break. And then after that, the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is an author, If you have not purchased any of her books, you can do so right now. You can go on her pages and she'll tell you on the page, amen, you can contact her, inbox her, and let her know that you would like to purchase the books, and she'll walk you through it on how to get them. And you also get a free Kindle in purchasing the books. And like I said, those Kindles are expensive now. I looked at some. It's expensive. So I encourage you to go on and inbox her. She has two pages, Minister Elaine Jackson and Elaine Jackson. So you can get the books. Don't leave home without them. Get the books. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to also encourage you to become partners. We only ask you for $30 or more. Hallelujah. You know, everything has increased now, so, you know, it's just time to, you know, up a little bit. You know, if you want God to do more for you, then guess what? You got to do more. I know a lot of people say, well, it's not in the money. Hallelujah. Well, let me enlighten you. Amen. Try going to the grocery store now with $25 or $30 to see what you get. I know I said 30, not 30. Right. Go to the grocery store now and see what you get. And I was looking at the TV the other day, and he was talking about eggs going up, glory to God. And I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, you know what? I like the eggs from the farm eggs. That's what I like. So I said, well, okay, dear. But, you know, they were talking about how eggs are going to go up. They're going to increase. You know, at one point, they had got where they were $8 just for 12 at one point. And then I guess the chickens started laying right, amen, and they came back down. But then now it's going to be another hike in the eggs. So, see, I encourage you to give so you'll have what you need, hallelujah. Your land won't be barren, hallelujah. You won't have lack in your land. But if what you have to do is, he says, store it up, amen, in heaven. So that way, he said, Lord, you know, whenever I had, I gave. Now, Lord, I need you to do this. He going to remember you, hallelujah. Yeah, y'all, we always want him to give us something, but we don't want to give him nothing, not even time, time alone with him, just to talk to him and pray, say, Lord, what would you have me to do? You know, I came to you. I'm not asking for anything today. I just want to know, what would you have me to do? And Lord, what you need? Who do you want me to tell, give a word to set them free? Where do you want me to go? Hallelujah. Everybody is so busy, but if you look, amen, at the TV, and they said the signs of time, hallelujah, glory to God, you will see that Jesus is to return. If you watch that, you will see it, hallelujah. And it's the truth anyhow, glory to God, hallelujah. And there is one other thing, amen, I am excited about. I hope you will be just as excited as I am. There is a miracle. Hallelujah, a miracle healing service in none other than Troy, Alabama. I know y'all give a shout out, hallelujah. Amen. My apostle has flew all the way across the continent to come down to Troy, Alabama. Little old Troy. Because God sent her. You see, that's what you're supposed to do. When God sends you, you got to go. You know that song they used to say, move, you got to move, you got to move. So when the Lord get ready, what you got to do? You got to move. She has flew all the way across the continent to come to Troy, Alabama. I say it again, listen up very closely, for a miracle healing service. The service is going to be held at the Quality Inn in Troy, Alabama. And I know y'all know what a Quality Inn at. Amen. If you don't, I'm going to give you the address. It was right there where the Holiday Inn was. Amen. It's on 231. It's where the Holiday Inn used to be. It's now the Quality Inn. But awesome, awesome, awesome. I am excited. I'm looking for God to do some great and mighty things. And I'm looking for you to come out. Hallelujah. You need healing? Amen. Come on out. If you just want to be in the presence, come on out. Hallelujah. And watch God and see what God is doing. Hallelujah. Now, let me help you understand something. She ain't flew way there here for nothing. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so that's the truth in the pudding. Hey, amen. Like my elder said, put the food on the plate because she going to eat good. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you to come on down to Troy, Alabama. It's right there where on 231 where the Holiday Inn used to be is now the Quality Inn. And I know a lot of you know where it's at. This is the address. It's on Highway 231 at US 29, Troy, Alabama, 36081. I will give you that again before we get off. You will see it on Facebook. I'm inviting everybody and in the surrounding areas, not just Troy, Laverne, Brundage, glory to God, Greenville, hallelujah, Glenwood, Goshen, all those places right there, Enterprise, come on now, know it's some, Dothan, Hetland, I can't call them all, but I'm inviting all the surrounding areas to come on out, hallelujah, and watch what God does. You know, you can't get nothing sitting at home. Sometimes you just got to get out to get what you get, hallelujah. You want to see something now, I'm inviting you to come. And watch what God does. Because nobody's going to fly that far and come down and not expect God to move. Glory to God. He already done moved when he sent us out here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the way across the continent to little old Troy, Alabama. So come on out and support. Amen. The Miracle Healing Service on next Saturday, April the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. Come on out. And enjoy yourself. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I hope y'all are excited as I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If you need any more information, you can hit us up on Facebook. We have Deaconess Kanisha. Amen. Sparks. She can tell you. She can give you information. Amen. We invite everybody, so just come on out. Minister Elaine Jackson, she can give you information. Prophetess Martha Williams, we can give you information. Minister Michelle, hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Michelle Wilson, she can give you information. All of us have a Facebook page. So I encourage you to look for it because God is going to do it. Hallelujah. That's what you just want to see God's people saved. You want to see God's people brought out from where they are into a new place. Hallelujah. So, you know, time is winding down. So you can't do anything sick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got every pill that is, amen, from the pharmacy. You got about 10 bottles of pills you take every day. Hallelujah. And God wants to do it for you. So come on out and watch what God does in this Miracle Healing Service. Hallelujah. My God, y'all ought to be ready about now. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen, because she's flown this far. And then guess what? I'm going to get her the rest of the way. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on down and support it. Hallelujah. Don't forget, it's going to be Friday, April the 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. Quality Inn. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now. And I'm going to open us up in prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1. You do not have to give me your name, but just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. Because we believe in our heart that God is good. Hallelujah. So guess what? He wants you healed. He wants you healthy. He wants you whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't see anybody press the 1, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. My God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, be healed, healthy, and whole, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever they're seeking you for, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you got it because you hold the whole world in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that there is no lack, Lord God. Because Jesus bore the back, Lord, that broke the back of lack on the cross, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. Because if it had not been for you, oh my God, we wouldn't be able to be here to talk about a man named Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just give you glory, oh God. We praise you, hallelujah, because we can't praise you enough, Lord God, in the name name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the nation, Lord God. We pray for the countries that had earthquakes, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to give a peace, even in the midst of a storm, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, because we know that you can, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to supply them, Lord, with everything that they need, Lord God. Don't let it fall by the wayside, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your comfort, your love, your peace, and your joy that you're bestowing on your people, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they learn to be obedient to their parents, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for the parents. Don't make your children angry, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, to know how to talk to them, to know that you know that you know, to go in with a calm voice. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Oh, my God, because some parents need to know how to talk to their children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't go in throwing fire and brimstone at them all the time. Good Lord and mercy. Hallelujah. But go in with a calm tone. Go in and you explain what they need to do and how they need to do it and what you expect of them so they could have an ear to hear what you're saying in the name of Jesus. I know that was for somebody. So I encourage you to do that in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for healing all across the nation, oh God. We thank you for those, Lord God, who think they lack, but we know, Lord God, we don't serve a God of lack. Lord God, change their mindset. Let them study the word even the more and change their mindset right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, the word will turn your mind around. So when the devil come, you'll have something to fight him off with. Just by you saying, get behind me, guess what he's going to do? He's going to get behind you and push you, amen, right back into that place of fear. So don't, hallelujah, glory to God. Just think that that's the only thing that it's going to take to clear your mind. It's going to take the word, and it's a daily walk. It's a daily conversation with the Lord, glory to God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, as they open up their ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today, Lord God. Nothing hold back. Nothing hindered on this line on today. In the name of Jesus, let the airways be clear so they can hear what the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. In the name of Jesus, so they can come out of that place that they're in, Lord God, and begin to walk with you, Lord God, and suck with you and talk with you in these last and evil days. Oh, my God. And pray to the Father in heaven. Oh, my God, so he can rain down what you need on the earth, in the name of Jesus, because all the cattle of a thousand hills belong to him, and you know some of that beef belongs to you, in the mighty name of Jesus, so you have to learn how to pray to get your breakthrough, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, in your son Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. We serve the God, amen, that sits high and evil flow. He sees everything you're going through. He sees everything you did last night. He sees everything you didn't do. And let me help you out. He'll even show some of his people, hallelujah, what you did. The reason he does that, don't be afraid. It's because, you know, warning comes before destruction. Hallelujah. I just told somebody a couple of weeks ago to watch their surroundings and watch, amen, who you bring in your presence, because I saw some stuff, hallelujah, I'm just going to put it like this, I'm going to tell all of it, I'm going to tell all, no, and you know, well, you know what, I don't do that, but guess what, that thing happened, but just so happened, hallelujah, that person is safe, they okay, hallelujah, you don't worry about the stuff. But that person is, you see, warning comes before destruction. So just make sure when someone's telling you something, you listen. Hallelujah. I was talking to someone on yesterday. We're going to get into the message. Go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 4. We're going to get into it. I'm going to start around about the 31st verse. And then I'm going to go all over into chapter 5 a little bit there. Amen. Because I was talking to a person yesterday, and we was just talking and chit-chatting, you know, about how, you know, people will, how God will send his prophets He'll send his evangelists. He'll send his pastors. He'll use other people, amen, to tell you stuff. And sometimes you just shake it off and like, okay, no. Nah. But understand, if it didn't happen right then, it will happen because it was a warning before the destruction comes. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word. I'm going to start right here at verse 31, and we're talking about Peter and John. Hallelujah. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. You see right there, when you're filled with the word, filled with the Holy Ghost, glory to God. You see, you can speak God's word with boldness. You don't care whether they care. It's so important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't want that. I didn't ask God. I didn't ask for that. I'm like, if you don't know what it is, don't say you don't want it. Hallelujah. Just say, I don't have knowledge of that. It's okay if you don't have knowledge. Don't try to be something that you aren't. Just make sure that you know, understand what it is before you say you don't want it. I said, baby, don't say that. I said, please don't say that. I said, you got to understand what it is. Okay, let's move on. And the multitude of them that believed were one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. You see right here, as they talked and they spoke with boldness about Jesus and hallelujah, and they received that word. You could, the anointing was on that word that came from them because they had that Holy Ghost power. Hey, when you got that Holy Ghost power, they're going to believe it. Now, you got to live it. Hallelujah. You can't just do anything and everything because, you know, he don't dwell in no unclean places. We don't serve that type of God that dwells in unclean places. Hallelujah. You got to make sure you're clean at all times, not just some of the time. Hallelujah. Although your leaders may not see you, and they sometimes they do because you're short to them to tell them. He's okay, tell them they need to get right. Hallelujah. They turn and left, so they need to come back and get right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when they spoke with boldness, they received that none of that stuff that they have belonged to them. None of the houses, none of the land, none of the cars. He just lent it to us for just a minute. Hallelujah. So don't get so carried away about your stuff. He wants you to take care of it. Yes. He wants you to treat it right. Yes. As well as you should treat people right. You know, sometimes people be out on the street. Well, can you give me a dollar? You know, I ain't had nothing to eat or blase. If you're already about a restaurant or whatever, then, yeah, you go ahead. And I know there are some that be out there. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They need to get a job and go to work. I understand. But, you know, he'll lead you and guide you and say, uh-uh, don't give them that. Because guess what? They are just scared. He will tell you to pass on by. But see, they knew that everything that they had, after they got through speaking to the people, they knew everything that they had, it didn't belong to them. Let's move on down. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land, of houses, sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. You see right here, they understood how Jesus died on the cross for them. After the apostles spoke to them and telling them about Jesus. You know, you have to pay close attention to the word that's coming forth. Because this word, you're going to need it. You're going to need it, you're going to need it, and you're going to need it. If you can't see now, amen, that you need it now, then I don't know what to tell you, hallelujah. But you're going to need it. And it said, well, no lack. They didn't lack nothing. They had land. They had houses. They had cars. They had bank accounts. Hallelujah. They had it. And they sold it. They sold it because they understood it, that it didn't belong to them anyway. He just let them have it for just a minute. They understood that. And laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Now, you see what they did? They didn't go out and give it to them on their own. They laid it at the apostle's feet. Because, see, the apostles got that insight to know if they're scamming and saying, well, I need this. No. They knew who really needed it because they had been drained by who? Jesus. Come on now. They had walked with him. They were the disciples. Okay? And they had been trained. Hallelujah. It goes back. See, everything goes back to you got to be trained. I thank God for the training that we got. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Now I need it. I need it all. I'm trying to get more. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You never get too old to learn. That's what I tell them all the time. Don't get too old to learn. If you get too old to learn, then you might as well go ahead and give it up. You're done. Hallelujah. Always listen. Listen. Write it down. Go back and read it. Hallelujah. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. You see right now, they understood after they were taught. You know, some people don't understand stuff. That's why I said, don't say, hallelujah, no, I don't want this, and I don't want this with God, and I ain't asking to get in the Holy Ghost. You know, some people are just too cute when it comes down to the things of the ministry. Well, you know what? You can be cute all you want to, but you better know that you know that you know that you can still serve God even with your cuteness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Which is more important, you being cute in front of the people or serving God? You gotta know. You can be cute, dressed up in all your beautiful attire, but you better be clean on the inside serving God. Hallelujah. They can see the outside. Yeah, you take a bath and I'll let you got some nice shoes. I love your fishnet stockings. Glory to God. And your 3-inch stilettos. Oh, glory to my God. Hallelujah. I like all that. That's nice. But you better make sure that you are clean on the inside. You see right here, he sold everything and gave it to the apostles. He didn't go trying to give them the money. Hallelujah. When he had sold the possessions, he didn't go and try to distribute it himself. He gave it to the apostles. They saw the Jesus in them. So they went and they gave it to them to distribute it to those who were in need. You know, it's something whenever people get, sometimes they get a lot of money. I'll just put it like this, good old boy syndrome. This good old girl syndrome is happening now also. Hallelujah. All of it. Good old girl syndrome, good old boy syndrome, good old woman syndrome. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Hallelujah. You give to me, amen, $50,000, I'll give you back $65,000 whenever it's time for your birthday or time for you to have, amen, your sermon online or whatever. I'll come back and give it to you. Hallelujah. Well, when the congregation is still giving and there's still people that are really in need, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. So you see, he did not go and distribute it, but what he did was he took it and he laid it at the apostles' feet. So because the apostles already could see who needed it, who really needed it. Because some might not have needed it. But you know how sometimes people get greedy and they want more and more and more, just more for themselves. Well, they're giving away money over here. Well, I'm going on over here and get mine. They're giving away all these food boxes and all this stuff. I'm going to go on over here and get mine. If you're doing anything underhanded, you need to stop now, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. I'm telling you, I see it, and I know who you are, but I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying, it's time to repent, turn around, and don't do it anymore because you're going to get caught. You are going to get caught. I'm telling you now, you're going to get caught. Don't say you wasn't warned by the prophet. You're going to get caught. But if you stop now, hallelujah, I'm telling you, stop now. Glory to God. Let me say it one more time, Lord. Stop now. I encourage you to stop now. You know, they file taxes and everything, and a lot of people, amen, they still, you know, doing things, claiming children they didn't birth. Hallelujah. They're claiming the sheep, the cows, the goats, and all kinds of stuff. Amen. But you better know that you know that you know that you better claim them children that came from your womb and let that do it. They little enough to claim. Don't be claiming JoJo over here and he belongs to auntie and he belongs, amen, to the sister children country and all that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm going to come over to chapter 5, telling the lie when the truth will do. And people will lie about certain things. Hallelujah. Let's go on over and to verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold the possession
and kept that part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, you know, come on, these apostles, they already knew. They knew what they sold it for. Don't you know, amen, that your apostle, your pastor, hallelujah, the evangelist, the prophet, they are all, no, if they're anchored in the Lord and they spend time with God, he's going to show them things, whatever you're doing. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people get an extra check. Well, you know what? I'm not going to sit none of this over there with my tithes. And they don't know it. Oh, yes, they do. Hallelujah. Yes, they do. Well, I'm just going to get this. And listen, you know what you get, you're supposed to tithe off of it, right? Amen. Whatever it is, it's unexpected. You give. Hallelujah. Yes, that's what you do. Let me help you out again. You are supposed to tithe off of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you want your river to keep flowing. You don't want to back it up. Amen. Glory to God. You know how, if you see how sometimes they go in these beaver dams, we done built a dam. They saying, my water ain't flowing down like it normally do through the river. Well, I wonder what's wrong. It ain't flowing to the field like it normally do. What's wrong? And they go down and they look that them beavers, you know, put all them sticks and all that stuff and be done jammed it up. Hallelujah. Jammed it up. And they can't nothing get through. And then they have to break it down. And see, that's what you have to do. You have to break it down. Don't allow the enemy to come in. Amen. Like they did right here. And tell them what to do. They didn't ask them to do it. These people heard the word, believe God. These people, Ananias and Sapphira, heard the word, but guess what? You can tell they didn't even have belief in that. They didn't have a belief in their heart, because if they did, they would have continued on and did just what these people did. They didn't have it all. They didn't make them do it. They wanted to do it after they heard that Jesus died on the cross for me. So, you know, and how I can give back and help somebody else and understand that all this stuff that I got, it ain't mine. It don't belong to me. Hallelujah. It belongs to him. Yes, he lent it to me for just a little while. And then after that, it's gone. Glory to God. After you're gone, it's gone. Hallelujah. You're passing it down, amen, to your children, and they're passing it down to the children, and it continues on. But he wants you to be a good steward while you're here, and he's giving you this stuff. And that's what you do. But look what they did. They held it back. And so what they did was they're going to bring some of it and lay it at the apostles' feet. See, over here in chapter 4, they said everything that they sold, they went and laid it at the apostles' feet. See, they understood that. So I tell you on today, don't forget, you ain't even got to go. I ain't going to charge you for this. I'm going to give you this one free. Free of charge. Just say, okay, prophets gave me this one free of charge, okay? Whenever you get an extra check, whenever you get some extra money, you need to tithe off of it. I don't care if you're sitting over there on the left talking about all she talk about is money. It don't even matter. If you want to give, give. If you don't, that's fine. Hallelujah. That's okay. I don't think nobody's going to miss a meal because you don't want to give. Hallelujah. But just because you see everything going on in the world, some things are wrong. But understand, there are God's people that are right and righteous. Everybody ain't wrong. Hallelujah. And care about your soul and your very being. Now I'm going to ask you, hallelujah, do you think that someone would fly all across the continent to come way down to Troy, Alabama to do a miracle healing service? Now, yeah, they probably would. But guess what? Some church would have invited them, and they would have been telling them, okay, this is what I got to have. But I don't think I asked y'all for nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To get her here. I don't think so. But know that God blessed her. Hallelujah. And the best is yet to come because of her obedience. That's where it comes in at. Glory to God. And let's move on. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? You see, he had done lied to the Holy Ghost. See, when you said, well, you know, I didn't get no money.
Hallelujah. I didn't get this. I didn't get that check they were giving out. I didn't get none of that. Well, don't you know that the Holy Ghost going to tell it? So yes, they did. And the Holy Ghost going to tell how much you got. Hallelujah. And know that you did not give. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He know all that. So I encourage you on today. Don't try to keep back, because if you are in a ministry that spend time with the Lord, they going to know that you kept back part of it. But it ain't nothing. That, I mean, they ain't going to come to you and probably say nothing, you know. But guess what? That's gone. But he's going to show them, amen. And then when they come and ask, you know, okay, well, you know, I need some money for this. I can't do this, and I can't pay my bills. I can't pay. Uh-uh. Lord, let them know, nope, don't do it. Because this is what they had. This is what they did with it. This is what they had, and this is what they bought. This is where they went. They shouldn't have went. This is what they did with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't fool God. They couldn't fool the Holy Ghost in these men and these apostles. They couldn't do it. Hallelujah. They already knew that they were going to do it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why have thou conceived this thing?